Pope Benedict XVI today exchanged Christmas greetings with the College of Cardinals, the members of the Curia and the Governoriate of Vatican City State, during which he reflected on the past year. Chris Altieri reports.
The first major event the Holy Father recalled was his trip to Brazil on occasion of the 5th General Conference of the Bishops' Conferences of Latin America and the Caribbean, or CELAM. Pope Benedict remembered the solemn evening with young people in Sao Paulo Stadium.
Fiquemos em pé para este momento tão solene, tão sublime e tão maravilhoso.
Innanzitutto mi rimane nella memoria.
The Pope said that occasion is foremost in his recollections and went on to say that all those who took part were united by a great interior joy, by a lively experience of communion, and by the clear desire to be servants of reconciliation, friends of the poor and suffering, harbingers of that good, the splendor of which we find in the Gospel. The Pope recalled his canonization of Fray Galvão, Franciscan religious and the first indigenous Brazilian saint, whom the Holy Father called a son of Brazil.
Filho del Brasile.
Pope Benedict said every saint who enters into history is a small portion of Christ's return since, as we have been told, when Christ finally comes at the parousia, he will come not alone, but with all his holy ones.
Con particolare vivacità ricordo il giorno nella fazenda da Esperanza.
Pope Benedict also recalled his meeting with persons who at the Fazenda de Esperanza, the Hope Farm, were struggling to be liberated from their slavery to drugs and to find new freedom and hope. The Holy Father remembered the effect of the farm's setting in the mountains, saying there he felt anew the healing power of God's creation. The green mountains surrounding the broad valley where the farm is situated carry one's gaze heavenward, said Pope Benedict, and at the same time give a sense of protection. The Holy Father said, we must defend God's creation, not only in view of its usefulness to us, but because it is itself God's message to us, a gift of beauty, which is at once a promise and our hope. Pope Benedict remembered his meeting with the bishops of Brazil in Sao Paulo Cathedral, an occasion accompanied by what Pope Benedict called unforgettable music, solemnly sung by a choir of poor city youth. The Pope said the singers offered those who took part in the meeting an experience of beauty, which is one of the gifts through which the limits of worldly everydayness are overcome. The Pope said, through beauty, we perceive greater realities, which make us certain of God's beauty. Pope Benedict recalled how at the Aparecida meeting, the bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean reflected on the theme of being disciples and missionaries of Jesus Christ, so that in him our peoples may have life. The Holy Father said the decision to give priority to being Christ's disciples was a just and good one, since it is precisely and only in a new encounter with Jesus Christ and his gospel that the strength is mustered to make us capable of giving the right answers to the challenges of our time.
Al riguardo mi piace qui ricordare.
The Holy Father said it is indisputable that the whole human family must live together and cooperate in tolerance and reciprocal respect. It was in this regard that the Pope expressed his pleasure at recalling the letter kindly sent to him by 138 Muslim religious leaders to witness their common commitment to the promotion of peace in the world. Pope Benedict said he responded joyfully, expressing his firm conviction in and adherence to those noble sentiments, and underlining at the same time the urgency of a wholehearted commitment to the values of reciprocal respect, dialogue, and cooperation. Pope Benedict said the desire for dialogue and cooperation does not mean that Christians are no longer permitted to transmit the message of Jesus Christ, no longer able to propose to their fellows and to the world the call and the hope that comes from it. Those who have discovered a great joy must transmit it, said Pope Benedict. By no means may they keep it for themselves. In Jesus Christ, a great light has shone forth, the great light. We cannot hide it under a bushel basket. We must place it on the lampstand where it gives light to all the house.
Alla fine del mese di giugno ho inviato una lettera ai vescovi.
At the end of June, Pope Benedict wrote to the bishops, priests, religious men and women, and all the lay faithful of the Catholic Church in the People's Republic of China. The Holy Father said he desired with the letter to express a profound spiritual affection for all Catholics in China, as well as his cordial esteem for the Chinese people. Pope Benedict remembered how in the letter he also indicated the Holy See's readiness and willingness to carry on a serene and constructive dialogue with China's civil authorities in order to find a solution to the various problems facing the Catholic community in China. The Holy Father also briefly recalled his voyage to Austria, his meeting with young people in Loreto, Italy, and his visit to Naples.
Non bisogna illudersi.
Pope Benedict concluded saying the problems that secularism poses in our time and the pressure of the ideological presumptions to which the secular mind tends with its pretense to an exclusive and definitive claim on rationality are not to be underestimated.
Noi lo sappiamo e conosciamo la fatica della lotta.
We know it, said Pope Benedict, and we are well aware of the effort we must make in the struggle our times have imposed on us. We also know, said Pope Benedict, that the Lord keeps his promise. Behold, I am with you always, unto the end of time. I'm Chris Altieri.